Oh, that's a brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Merry... welcome, welcome, welcome. What's to the up? Very exciting V. Wait.
We have to do this like a jingle.
Okay.
Which one? Jingle bells, man?
Jingle bells. V-A-R.
If you're interested in sports, then we are the only show.
Hey!
I just rushed it. I saw it was going down.
Now it's about to eat, you know. Dashing through the woods. Hey. What do you think you see?
Hey.
DJ Sticks and Stones over there and me.
Hey!
yes, you are listening to the V.
A
R show. Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding. Hey. Yes, yeah. It is that time of the year. It's Christmas time. That's why we're so happy.
Yes.
I feel like that's why I'm so happy.
Yes.
You know.
This.
And we get to spend this time with you. You know, listening.
Yes.
To an exciting VAR show.
Disgusting.
Diving
into what we love the most.
Second looking into it. As we make a VAR call on each situation that is happening.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm so excited. I am superbly excited.
Man.
And we have so much to talk about in the show today. But before we go into it, enjoy.
Hi, my name is Johan Kruger. I'm with Creation Ministries International, and you're listening to Active Affirm.
No bells and whistles, but the tinsel was official though. Sat at the table with left the paper crown tilted. The roast will leave you comatose. The cooking always killed it. But now that me and my youth have parted ways, all I get are Cliff Huxtable jumpers and cheap aftershave. There's no more clothes and toys. At first I was so annoyed. Now seeing them being with fam is what I most enjoy.
These clothes and clothes joy. Holler at your holiday traditions. Whether it's well wishing or tree picking for trimming, it's the season for remembering. Long before I would come to understand, the gift was in the giving. I recall calling out toys. Wanna buy your boy and photo ops with the Santa Claus in a mall. It was all about G.I. Joes and play wars against their foes, Cobra or Transformers. Autobots and Decepticons, can't forget Thundercats. It was a simpler time. This song's a way to run it back. These are snapshots of memories we're giving you. With that, a Merry Christmas is what we're all wishing.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back? Those were the days. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Back in the day.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back? Those were the days. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Let's take a second, think back.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back? Those were the days. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Back in the day.
I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back? Those were the days. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back?
Let's take a second, think back.
Hey, this is Fearless Eagle from Master Topic right here on Active FM. I'm just dropping by to wish you a Merry Christmas. And don't forget to send me a present on Facebook at /ActiveFM777. Once again, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas.
Welcome, welcome yes. back to the exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas filled.
Yeah.
The
VR
show.
Yeah. Show.
I promise you guys, we don't rehearse these introductions.
Yeah.
But we in sync, you know? Like, you know, when you're playing FIFA and there's that pro clubs.
Yeah.
And you're setting up your team and you have to look at team chemistry. You know, as soon as you put DJ Stones and DJ Sticks inside a place.
Yeah.
Team chemistry is at 100%.
Just sync.
Sync.
Synchronicity.
Done. You know?
Synchronization.
Like click.
In the.
Done.
Bond. James Bond.
Okay, let's jump straight into it. Yes, you are listening to the VAR show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Better.
Mm-hmm. So, we're going through, you know, highlights. We're wrapping up this year.
We're
wrapping it up and putting it in a wonderful Christmas present just for you.
Yeah.
So, off the bat, best moment of 2020.
Yeah. 2020. Best. Okay, best. Let me look at best. Obviously, we're speaking about football, right?
Yes, not NFL, though. So.
Oh, man. It was actually a sad year for me, man.
Yeah, you know, City didn't win the league.
City didn't win. Barca didn't win.
The only thing City
Chiefs
won.
Didn't win.
City won the Manchester City Cup. I mean, the Carabao Cup. Sorry.
It is our cup.
Manchester City Cup. Okay. That's a good one, right? That's a good one. I've been holding that on for long.
Okay.
Yes, so besides the Manchester City Cup, you guys have really, you know...
No, listen, the highlight for this year is this very moment, you know, the ending of this year. You know, this year has been harsh, you know, there's been some 8-2s and, you know, so it's been rough for me. So I'm looking forward to the next year and particularly the January transfer window.
Yeah.
That is my biggest highlight. It is what I'm waiting for the most. It's been said.
Yeah, you know, Man City needs to spend another 200 million, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like 200 million was, the first 200 million was just not enough.
It wasn't enough.
How did they take you guys through that pain?
How?
I don't understand it, you know.
Come and do this, man.
My highlight for the year, though.
Okay.
Was the fact that Manchester United did 3 out of 4 on Man City in a season. And did, I think, 2 out of 3. To Chelsea this season. Well, not this season, the previous season. That for me was great. The fact that they did that
yeah.
in the same season and were almost the first team
to beat Liverpool, and we took one draw out of Liverpool, eh? So we drew with Liverpool.
Yeah, I know. That Liverpool was
and that Liverpool was something way better else. Than this Liverpool.
That Liverpool was something else.
Yeah, that Liverpool was running through the league.
I was scared of that Liverpool.
And it wasn't even the Liverpool towards the end of the league. It was the Liverpool when they were starting, you know.
Post-COVID Liverpool.
Yo, and that was a crazy Liverpool. And we were able to draw with that Liverpool, beat City 3 out of 4 times, and then beat Chelsea 2 out of 3 times. And beat City 3 out of 4 times, you know?
I think you said that.
I feel like I need to highlight beat City 3 out of 4 times.
Okay, yeah.
And another highlight for me, as a Madrid supporter, I was obviously seeing Bayern Munich thrash.
So, it wasn't you guys winning the league?
No. I was actually, I didn't... Personally, I'm also looking forward to this transfer window. Hopefully, we also sell our coach.
Oh, yeah. You sell him?
Yeah, and we buy a new coach. I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah,
you know?
Swap deal.
I feel like Zidane has been playing lucky football this season and last season.
Mm.
And if we keep him, I don't see us winning a UEFA Champions League, you know. We don't care about the league.
No, listen, that guy's a winner. He has some kind of necklace that he uses. Man. He has
Cristiano Ronaldo's not there.
But listen, he came last season.
Not there.
He won the league.
Yeah, he won the league because Barca just found out a way.
But that's what happened.
Shockingly found a way to be worse than us last season.
That's...
I thought that no team... Now, this should also tell you something about a league. Because, you know, Barca and Madrid at their worst still came out first and second. But that's not the point here. No, that's not the point here.
Yeah, that is not the point.
How did Barcelona this year find a way to be worse than that Real Madrid side that we had?
No, listen. One word.
Bear in mind
that
this Madrid signed both signings and most of them were useless this season.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. No, one word. Bartomeu. Bartomeu.
That does not justify anything. That, one word, Zidane.
That justifies everything. That's why you won.
We were so bad. Ramos had how many goals? Ramos was looking like a peak time striker.
Yeah.
You know? No, and when Ramos wasn't in, we were losing.
But you won. That's the point. You won. So get over it.
No, I can't. I'm a sore winner.
Ah, you Madrid guys.
I'm a sore winner.
You win the league, you still complain.
We want a treble. That's what we want. Spanish Cup.
Mm-mm. Be ready.
UEFA Champions League. And La Liga.
Those days are gone. Those days are gone.
That's unless, what we need.
Unless he leaves.
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for. You know, at this point, I'll be happy if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer goes to Real Madrid.
Ah!
And then we get Pochettino, though. So, you know, it's like a pa-pa-pa.
No.
I wouldn't mind. Personally, I wouldn't mind.
Ole in Madrid? Okay.
Moving right along.
Yeah, let's move along. Let us move along.
Transfer season is around the corner.
Approaching.
It's that time of the day again, you know?
Yeah.
And what are the big transfers you're looking at? What is the transfer you're hoping for?
First things first, Neymar to Barca.
I don't see that happening, you know. You guys almost had to think it for bankruptcy this season.
No,
this year.
Listen. The finances.
Had to cut your thing to about 40%.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, it's a long shot. You know, there are more chances of it not happening than there are chances of it happening. But we still hope, you know. And I feel like if Messi leaves, then he won't come. Or he might come to take the spot.
Yeah, look, if Messi leaves, it would be a great idea to get someone like Neymar. I don't see anybody currently in that squad who can pick up the role that Messi will leave.
No, but listen, if Neymar comes through, then won't it be like PSG? Where he's the only one?
No, you see, Messi right now isn't the only one. But he's the only person, attacker with that much experience right now.
Yeah.
See, before it was Suarez. And Messi. They had a sense of... I think maturity is the right word. They had a sense of soccer maturity in them.
Yeah, they know the game.
They know the game. You look at the current attacking force of Barcelona, you know?
Yeah.
You have who there? You have Coutinho. You have Griezmann. You have
Trofati.
Trofati.
Dembele.
You see, there's nobody there who has that experience, you know? You look at what Messi and Neymar has achieved. You know, getting really far in the World Cup, winning a UEFA Champions League, winning a league multiple times.
Mm.
You know, they understand what it means to be a footballer. It's not just a thing of, you know how to shoot, you know how to score, you know. They have that leadership potential in them. Like Neymar, as much as he's a boaster and everything,
yeah,
you know,
he's a bad boy.
He has leadership in him, you know.
He does.
Look at him on the pitch. Yeah. If he cannot be injury prone, he'd be a very good replacement for Messi. Till this day, I'm shocked that they let go of a player like that.
Yeah, I don't know how did they do it, but they did it.
Because if he stayed, Messi could have left even last year or the year before, and they were not going to be hurt. Unless they get a player like Neymar.
Again. Yeah.
And it mustn't be a new Neymar. It must be a player at Neymar's level now.
Experienced, yeah.
Experience-wise,
yeah.
They're going to lose.
Because I feel like Messi is the guy who's like holding them by the heads,
yes,
and saying, let's go.
Yes.
Let's go. There's no one to like show them the way.
It's like when Madrid lost Ronaldo.
Oh, man.
They never had a proper replacement for him.
Yeah.
Or Man City when they lost Kompany.
Oh, yes.
They never had. They thought
those
they
are
had.
Good examples.
But
yeah.
They never had a proper replacement for him. So what ends up happening is that your team lacks.
It lacks.
It lacks it, and there's a huge hole.
Yeah.
You know, and it's both on a leadership perspective, it's on a on-field perspective.
Off-field.
The entire game just drops because of that missing player.
You
look at Man City, it's like they had no defense. Mm.
An entire season.
It looked like they had no defense. Madrid, I'm telling you, it was by luck they won that trophy. If there was no huge dispute happening inside, if Valverde was still the coach of Barcelona, hands down, they would have won. You know, if you guys didn't get demotivated by that 8-0 thrashing, 8-2 thrashing from Bayern Munich, you probably would have won that league.
You could have won the league.
If Joao Felix in Atletico Madrid had more confidence in himself last season, they would have won the league. If Morata could shoot straight, they would have won the league. If Diego Costa was not injured, they would have won the league. That's how it was last season, you know?
Yeah, whoever wants it.
It wasn't, we weren't the clear winners. It wasn't we won because of purely what we did. There's other factors that came in. And for me as a Real Madrid supporter, I don't like saying that, but it's a fact.
Yeah. At least you know me, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what is the biggest, you said the biggest transfer for you was Neymar to?
Was Neymar to Barca.
Second biggest.
Jadon Sancho to Manchester United.
Thank you.
Yeah, listen.
Thank you.
Takes a lot, you know. Takes a lot to say that. But I want to see it happen.
Yes.
It's about time that Manchester came back, you know.
No, Manchester's been back. What are you talking about?
No, they
Look
haven't.
At us. Look at us.
No, they haven't.
Look at us.
Yeah, you lost to Istanbul.
Hey, no one talks about that anymore. That happened a long time ago. Nobody talks about that anymore. Okay. My biggest transfer, obviously, would be Cristiano Ronaldo to...
Oh, yes.
To Man United. Yeah. I really hope that comes through.
Yeah, there's a reason why I didn't say that one, you know, because...
And the second one will be, guess what?
What?
Messi to Man City.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
And then Haaland to United, hopefully. Haaland 2021, let's go. Sancho 2021, let's go.
Flame crash.
You know?
Killed it.
We can sell all our midfielders, you know. Sell Pogba, get Haaland.
And no, listen, Pogba needs to go.
Pogba needs to get out of there.
Pogba needs to go.
But before we continue, I hope you guys enjoy this.
Sleep in heavenly peace. tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly
back to a very festive VAR show,
hey,
where we are going to deliver you an awesome show.
Hey, with me you got DJ Sticks, the man on flick.
Hey, on and over here, yeah, the one that you can trust, DJ Stone. Just had to like slide that in there. Yes, you are listening to the VAR show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Oh.
Yes, we are very happy.
Fireworks.
It's Christmas time, you know. I'm so ready for food, you know.
Yeah, you know.
The final countdown to food is starting.
Yeah, man.
But another countdown that was supposed to happen in this December, which did not happen, was obviously the Ballon d'Or Awards.
Man.
But because we are the VAR show, your favorite soccer show, you know, we are here to give you our own Ballon d'Or.
Mm-hmm.
So, shortlist for 2020 Ballon d'Or.
Let's go.
Neymar.
Okay.
Kylian Mbappe.
Okay.
Virgil van Dijk. Sadio Mane. Lionel Messi.
The numbering system on this thing.
It's not in order. Yes. We're going to pick our top five.
Coming in at number five, Lionel Messi.
We'll pick up number 10.
Okay.
10, and then we're going to pick up our five.
Okay,
right?
Let's go. Number six.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay, that sounds right.
Wow. Robert Lewandowski. How many left?
Three.
Honorable mentions. Antoine Griezmann.
Just for playing soccer.
Eden Hazard for being fit for 1 week.
Yeah.
Okay, let me be fair. Let us be actually fair to other footballers out there. You know, I feel like I'm being too mean for no reason. Jadon Sancho. So we're taking out Antoine Griezmann.
Yeah.
Yes, Jadon Sancho.
And Hazard.
Yes, we're taking out Hazard. And obviously, you know, the person who's supposed to win it, but we're going to be nice to everybody else. I'm even scared to add him to this list.
Okay.
Because it might be unfair to everyone.
Who's that? Maguire?
Definitely Harry Maguire. No, he deserves to win Ballon d'Or 2020, Ballon d'Or 2021, Ballon d'Or 2023. Yeah. I'm joking. The machine.
Erling Haaland. Okay, one more.
There's still space for one more.
One more.
Oh.
We have nine.
This person would be happy to hear that.
We have nine.
None other than the man, the myth.
The man, the myth. Coming in at number 10.
He is so mobile.
Ah!
That it's in his name.
He's mobile. Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Chiro.
He's a Chiro.
Immobile.
Chiro Immobile. Coming in at number 10.
From Lazio. I feel like I have to be specific.
Okay.
So that is our pick, you know.
That is our top 10.
So, at number 5, who would you put?
At number 5. So this is top 5.
Yeah.
Going down. Okay.
At number 5, we have this man has performed really well.
Yeah.
He's performed well. It's just that, you know, there's people who've performed better than him. That is why he's coming in at number 5. And he is also very young. He's still young. He needs to learn.
Kylian Mbappe.
Erling Haaland.
I refuse.
Erling Haaland.
I refuse.
Number 5.
I
coming
like,
in at number 5.
I feel
5.
Like Erling Haaland had a better year than Kylian Mbappe.
No, listen. No one said Mbappe is in my top 5.
Wow.
That's the thing.
Okay, for me, in my top 5, at number 5.
Number 5. Kylian Mbappe.
Kylian Mbappe.
Kylian Mbappe. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like he's had a good season, not to lie.
Has he?
Yeah, he's had for PSG, he's had a good season.
He's my number 6. just
But
say.
Just the other 4 have played better than him.
Okay.
At your number 4, who would you
play? Coming in at number 4. Sadio Mane.
Sadio Mane, yes.
Also had a good season.
Yeah, he had a quite good season.
Crucial for Liverpool.
Very, very crucial. I realized we never put Mo Salah in our list.
It's okay, Mane is there with him.
No, I don't think he belongs in my list though. moving on, yes, at my number 4, this is a bit hard.
Is it?
This is a bit hard. This is, who would I put in at my number 4?
Oh, wait. What is this? The official. The VAR. VAR is intervening.
He's having a VAR check on his own.
Checking number 4.
By 2 millimeters, Sadio Mane is off.
He's offside. Coming in at number 4 is the man himself, Cristiano Ronaldo. Yes.
And the referee decides not to follow the VAR call. No, he will not follow that VAR call.
Coming in at number 4, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay, that's
official.
Honest. Coming at number 4 for me is none other than KDB.
Oh!
Kevin De Bruyne.
Look, was he in the top 10?
Yes, he was in the top 10.
Was he?
Why would I not add Kevin De Bruyne
no,
in the top 10?
No, man, he wasn't in the top 10.
Why would I not add the... I'm a Man United fan that... What's that word, you know? Where you follow another soccer
no
player closely.
Reason,
I am a Kevin De Bruyne fan. And I'm from Man United. Why would I not add him to the top 10?
Okay, no, listen.
That should show you his skill.
Another VAR call. Again, Erling Haaland number 6. KDB number 5.
You have no class.
KDB number 5.
You have no class.
Yes.
You probably want number 1 to be Antoine Griezmann.
No, it's number 2. No, I'm playing. I'm just playing.
Okay, you're number 3.
My number 3 is... This is a very hard decision. But... It has to be made. Number 3, Lionel Messi.
Well done.
Lionel Messi.
Well done. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That means number 2 is Cristiano Ronaldo.
I am just... No. He's still number 4.
You took number 4. Oh, yeah. You never made it, Kevin De Bruyne. Damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 5 is De Bruyne. 4, Cristiano.
I think I know
3.
Who's your number 2.
Who's my number 2?
Mobley.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Playing too much Dream League. Okay. Moving on to my... What am I? Number 3, right? I'm a number 3.
Yeah, you're number 3.
My number 3 pick will also be Lionel Messi.
Okay. Number 3, Lionel
Messi.
Actually,
now, what is this?
Oh!
The fourth official is telling him something.
Okay.
It seems like Lionel Messi was pointing forward as he was running. So therefore, his hand was offside.
What is this?
For those who don't know where this joke comes from, that's what happened to Brentford this year.
No way!
He was called offside when his hand was pointing. He wanted the ball. But Messi has been taken out of number 3. And currently, Neymar has been put into number 3. I feel like this season, Neymar has had a better impact for PSG than Messi's had.
Messi was holding Barca together.
Barca was like a bus with one tire scraping through.
That tire was missing.
No. That tire was Ansu Fati. Grabbing along. You know, but look, Neymar won the domestic cup.
Don't mention French trophies.
Won the French league. Finalists to Bayern Munich.
That's because of COVID.
No, finalists. Finalists.
No, listen, they should have won that thing though. I get you.
Okay, your number 2.
My number 2.
This is hard.
We should have said top 6.
No.
We should have said top 6. This is not fair.
Life's not fair.
Coming in at number two is...
Tick.
Okay.
Tick tock. Tick tock. Tick.
I feel like Ronaldo and Messi should be there. They have to be there.
You're wrong.
I can't, yeah. Okay. Joint three is Messi and Ronaldo.
No, can't. There's no place.
What? What you mean? Man.
Don't do voter fraud now. You know you want to put Messi at number two.
No. Messi's number three. He's staying there. Neymar's number six.
Wait, isn't Ronaldo number four, right?
Yeah, he's number four.
Okay.
He's number four. But Neymar had a bigger impact.
Neymar can be at number two.
No ways, man. Unless we have joint number one.
Immobile can't be in your list.
What do you mean? Serie A golden boot.
What else?
Coming in at number two is Neymar. Neymar has had a good season. Like my man DJ Stone has stated, he's done a lot and they should have won that match.
Yes.
If only Mbappe scored those chances.
For me, at number two is obviously Cristiano Ronaldo.
For what?
He won the Scudetto again, second one in a row.
Come on, man. Come on.
What did he do?
We'll see this season.
He held that team together, and that team actually won something. Messi held his team together, yes, and they just came second place to everything.
What's your number
one? Messi's supporting. I also like Messi, but it's a fact. Do we even have to ask each other who's number one? Do you want to say it at the same time?
Let's go.
Okay. Three. Two.
I sing the name.
Yes, we're going to say the name together because we have the same name, right?
Let's go.
Sync, we in sync.
Yeah.
Two. One. Erling Haaland.
This guy. I knew deep inside my heart he was going to flop. Okay, let's say it now.
Let's say it.
Let's go. For real this time.
Yes, for real this time. Three.
Two.
One. Erling Haaland. I thought you were going to say Lewandowski.
No, Erling is there.
No, okay, guys. For me, the winner of the Ballon d'Or 2020 would have been Robert Lewandowski. Now, the reason why I didn't put Haaland in any point of my list, why he's coming at number six straight up, is because they're the COPE Under 21 Award for the next, I think, 3 years is going to Haaland.
It's going to be him.
Yeah.
So he's already getting a lot. So, you know, we... Keeper of the year.
Yes.
Keeper of the year, Manuel Neuer.
Definitely not. Jan Oblak.
What?
Just look at it, man.
They've been scoring Atletico this season.
You know, last season, Atletico Madrid, right?
No,
became third on the lock. Not because they were losing a lot of games. Because they were drawing a lot of games. And then you look at the amount of shots that guy saved. But okay, their number one will be, obviously, Manuel Neuer. 5 trophies. That's a lot.
He is back.
He's not back.
He's back.
No, remember earlier on?
No.
November
listen.
Time. Do you remember that?
Listen. Yeah. Listen. Okay. Yeah, that game, I forgot. So far back.
Yes, but that is our Ballon d'Or evening. You know, those were the people who won the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Who won the COPE Young Player of the Year? Who would win the Keeper of the Year if the tournament, you know, if the ceremony was supposed to happen this year. I hope you guys had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun naming it. You know? My top five of 2020. As 2020 comes to a wrap, I hope you guys really enjoy your Christmas. Enjoy some time with your family.
Yeah, bond.
And listen very close here, hey?
Okay.
Boxing Day is coming up.
Oh.
Premier League is on.
Mm-hmm.
You better watch.
Because
it's going to be fire. But till that happens, enjoy your time with your family. Because we know, Boxing Day, nobody calls me.
Yeah.
Nobody speaks to me.
The day is gone.
That day is soccer.
Booked.
Booked out.
Fully.
Full and in.
Yeah, we're there.
Full, like Fulham.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you guys can catch us on many, many platforms. You guys can catch us on Facebook /ActiveFM. You guys can catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM77.
Seven.
You guys can catch us on Twitter at...
ActiveFM.
We have a wonderful website,
www.activefm.co.za.
Yes, and we are on many, many platforms like
Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, YouTube. We are also on WhatsApp.
We are on WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
You You can call me. What's happening? Yeah.
Yeah.
From me. We're going to try this one more time.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. One more time.
VAR show. You are listening to the VAR show.
Hey. The boy on Flick, DJ Sticks, he's always on Flick.
Hey, and the one, the only DJ, Stone. Hooray! Yes, you are listening to the VAR show right here on Active FM.
Where radio has never been better
than and you are listening to us right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. We are signing out. Peace.
Shall break, for the slave is our brother.